This is a previously recorded episode.
This show is broadcasting live from the Podcast Detroit studios in Royal Oak, Michigan. For more information about the show or our network, please visit www.podcastdetroit.com.
Hi, this is Chelsea.
And Stacy.
And you've reached
Reasons Why I'm Single.
The show starts after the beep.
Beep!
Hey guys, we're so excited to be back. Episode
Yay!
Two.
What up, two?
Yeah.
Yay.
Well, as again, I'm Chelsea.
I'm Stacy.
And you know, reasons why I'm single. It's
yes,
a thing.
It's true.
So Stacy and I really want you guys to get to know us.
Yes.
So we're gonna break it down. Tell you a little bit about us every time.
Ooh.
This time we're gonna do first kiss stories.
I was not prepared for this.
Well, get prepared.
Well, I'm gonna try.
So, I guess I'll start.
Yes, you will.
All right, so I was 14,
ooh,
and I had been dating the guy for like 2 months. It was real. It was a real serious relationship. We held hands between classes.
What?
Yeah. Thanks for calling me out.
I'm just kidding.
And it was Valentine's Day, and he was like, oh, I forgot your present at my house. So I walked down the street, because he lived down the street. I walked down the street to his house, and he had this little B with a heart, and it said, be mine.
I was about to say, because your name doesn't start with a B.
It does not. And so then we were downstairs and we were playing. He had a ping pong table downstairs and we're playing. And he like chucked it at me. So then I chucked it at him and we ended up chasing each other. And then he kissed me. It was actually really cute. I can't even say it wasn't. But here's how you guys know how much of a dork I am. He decided he was going to try and like make out then, because that was what it was.
Right.
And my dumbass, I decide that I'm going to quote Romeo and Juliet to him because,
God,
I know. And it's, so I literally turn to this 15 or 14 year old boy and I'm just like, what more satisfaction can thou have tonight?
And I'm so upset with you.
And he looked at me kind of like you're looking at me now. Like, what? Why? Why?
So let me get this straight. He basically pulled the, no, why don't we just go ahead and put your purse in my room?
Yes.
And that way you know it's safe move
exactly
on you. At, great. Okay. Just checking.
Thank you, Dave Sound Guy.
Gosh. What up, Dave?
Stacy, tell me your first kiss story.
Oh, my goodness.
And for the record, just Bell, just so you have it.
Yes.
Yeah. Gosh, how old was I? What was sophomore year of high school? I was 15.
15.
So, in marching band.
Yes.
Marching band. Played trombone for 7 years.
Played euphonium.
First chair. Thank you. So, our marching band was phenomenal, and we went to Disney World to play in the parade during Christmas break. And so it was after Christmas.
Was it Chipperdale?
You know Dale would be my number one. That shirt.
He's here to party.
Exactly.
He's here to party.
Exactly. Chip the hat just isn't enough. But, so, when did we go? We went after Christmas.
After
we were
Christmas
there through
New Year's.
So we had the New Year's Eve party with like eight other marching
bands. It was
bands
insane.
There.
I remember.
It was crazy. And so the one guy that was there, we will call him. Wait, I need a fake letter.
We're not there yet.
Darn it. Okay, so this guy, midnight hits and everyone's just like kissing everyone. So I find him and just a quick little, and I go, oh, you're my first kiss. He's like, no way, that is awesome.
I think I know who this is.
You probably
do. Oh, I think I do. I love it.
Yay. That's,
and it was just like a cute little,
just cute
little
kiss. Now, first makeout kiss was ridiculous. It was awful. So it was after we had graduated from high school. And so someone had a party at their house. I was goody two shoes. I did not drink until I was 21 years of age. Thank you very much.
Hey.
So all my friends at the party are wasted. I was always like the DD wherever we went. And so this one guy, he was just like, hey, you're kind of cute. Yeah, whatever. So then I put this piece of strawberry Bubblicious in my mouth, and I'm chewing it because it's my favorite gum ever. So then, you know, it's getting towards the end of the night. I'm trying to find my other friend, but she's off making out with someone else. So I'm waiting for her to finish up. So he's just like, what are you about to do? And I was just like, I don't know. So he goes up to me and I'm like, wait, is this about to happen? And in my mind, I'm like, he's wasted. So this will be great practice. And then I'll know what I want going forward. So We made out while sitting on a beanbag, and then afterward, I realized my gum was in his mouth.
Oh, no! You lost the bubblicious.
I know. I was just like, he goes, dude, I don't remember chewing gum before this. I said, keep it. And I left.
That's fantastic.
Okay, so where is that line? Like, so you're okay with making out with him and putting your tongue in his mouth, but you didn't want the gum back because that was weird.
To be honest, I didn't know, like, a tongue was going to happen. To me, like, making out, I just figured it'd be a bunch of simultaneous, like, pecks in a row. But then all of a sudden, this tongue is in my mouth. I'm like, this is so gross. And it was honestly, like, tonsil hockey because it would hit the top of my mouth, then the side, then the other side, and then down. I'm like, what is going on? And he's just, like, darting it with his tongue. And I'm like, this is stupid.
If you could see the visual, Stacey just gave.
It was awful. It lasted at most a minute.
I love it.
And he walked away with a piece of gum with some strawberry flavor left in it.
Score.
Right? I only had up to go to. So then, so the guy that I did have a crush on, so then we hung out a couple months later, and so then he went, like, he kissed me, and then he went to make out, and I just stopped him because I thought making out was, like, what I experienced. I'm like, nope, I'm good. Had fun, though. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
I love it. That's
Don't worry.
Fantastic.
We're still friends. And I apologize to him as well.
That's good. That's a good thing.
Yay.
All right. So now we've hit the point where we're going to, you know, because Stacey had a story with where she had to just, you know, hide a name.
Truth.
Because we don't want to throw the shade. We want to
save it.
Save the shade.
Yes.
We have the
fake name letter of the day.
And that is brought to you by Pure Romance by Sarah. Ooh. Are you and your friends looking for a fun night in? You're invited to a Pure Romance Party by Sarah. A Pure Romance Party is the perfect excuse for you to catch up with your friends, have a few laughs, and even act a little dirty. During the party, you can shop the hottest relationship enhancement products on the market.
Can't they just say vibrators?
I mean, they could.
Hey, come on. We all know.
All ordering is confidential, so that's probably why. And when you host a party with Sarah, you'll get free additional product besides all the bonuses that Pure Romance already gives. You can call Sarah at 248-709-1903 or check out her website at www.puroromance.com/Sarah Driscoll. That's SARADRISCOLL.
Maybe you get a sash.
Maybe.
That'd be fun.
That'd be awesome.
Right? I feel like queen for the day.
Vibrator queen. That'd be
gross.
Phenomenal.
Gross. I'll pray for them. I will pray for them. Oh, my goodness. So.
All right, Stacey, you want to pick the fake name letter of the day?
I do. Let's put our hands in the bowl.
Pick a good one.
We have H.
The letter H.
The letter H. Like, some examples would be what, Chelsea?
Harley. Or Haley, or Hillary, or Henry. There's a lot of there's a lot of breathing when you have H names.
Delicious.
All right, so let me tell you guys what happened to me this past week.
Oh, goodness.
So I'm a karaoke host, and
I love watching this play out on Facebook. I totally
I was
I'm not
freaking
gonna lie.
Out.
Not gonna lie.
So I walk into my normal bar, my normal Friday night bar. And this guy comes up to me, and he's like, hey, insert my screen name for my dating website.
Can it start with an H?
Ha ha ha, 1, 2, 3.
I'll take it.
So, and I'm just
you didn't change it to Jugsy McSings-a-Lot after last week?
Jugsy McKaraoke. I should have. Jugsy McKaraoke.
I was looking at your face.
Somebody be like, I know her. So he walks up and he's like, hey, and I'm like, hi, and he goes, yeah, I saw you on the dating site, and I saw that you host karaoke here, so here I am. And I was like, I didn't put that I host here. Like, it does say on my dating site that I host on the weekends, but it did not say that I host at one specific bar, like that I was hoping for strangers to just show up.
Right.
I'm not that hard up for people to be at the bar.
Man, not that serious.
So then he's like, oh, no, I mean, because I called him out on it. And then he's like, oh, no, I mean, it says that you were just, like, hosting karaoke, but I, you know, well, let me, my name's Heath. And I just, I saw that you hosted karaoke, so I looked online for all the bars in the area that host karaoke, and I called them.
Stop it.
Oh, no. And then he he's admitting this to me. He called 13.
And said, is Jugsy McKaraoke's a lot?
He told
hosting?
Me he asked if they karaoke, and then he asked if it was a girl, and then he asked if they have blonde hair. And then he, like, he literally just, like, notched it down.
I'm sure that's, like, that's got to be at least a 33% hit rate.
Seriously? Right?
Like, it's got to be.
Like, what are you doing? And so, and he told me he called 13 bars. 13 bars to get
trying to save my question.
And then he shows up. No, you can ask away, man. Go for it.
Can I borrow your underpants for an hour?
And so he goes through. And he's like, and then he tells me, he goes, I got here like 2 hours ago. I just didn't want to miss you. And I'm just like, oh my gosh. And Dave's right. I went immediately to Facebook the first time.
Did
I
he have like a bottle of lotion with him? Because
well,
that's it's you're dealing with Buffalo Bob.
Seriously,
at that point.
Right?
It puts the lotion on its skin or else it sings Purple Rain again. That's pretty much what's going on at that point.
Purple Rain, friends.
No, I mean, look, okay, let me paint this picture. Guy has some, you know, a little bit of a lazy eye thing rocking. And his front teeth are cuddling, as I like to say. His front teeth are spooning.
Braces are expensive.
And
we call them summer teeth.
He has,
no, they weren't missing.
Summer here, summer there.
No. Oh. He had them. They just were all, they were friends. They were real close.
Hi.
So he puts on, he has a ponytail down the middle of his back, but it's not just one ponytail, it's two, like 90s style,
no.
Where you have one, and then you take the other one, and you like wrap it up.
Oh.
And yeah.
That's what you wore.
Wait, now I lived through the 90s. I do
girls
not recall
that. Girls did that.
Okay.
Thank you. I was just going to say that after gym class or after.
I had a braided rat tail my junior year in high school.
Oh, what? What were you, a Jedi Padawan?
Yeah,
what was wrong with you?
You paint such pretty pictures. So then he's got like a button down shirt with like a 2000s homecoming tie where it's.
He's
like
a bolo.
And then he has like casual khakis and then army boots. And he sits as close to me as he possibly can while I'm setting up my stuff.
How many feet?
Three.
No.
Yeah.
Did he smell your hair?
He probably tried.
He cut a lock off of it.
Oh, God.
So I thought my layers were weird.
He comes over to me, and he's like, I think I'm going to sing some karaoke. And I'm just like, okay, you can do what you want, man. That's what I'm doing here.
Now, see, that might have been the wrong message to send right there. You might have stuck with you can sing or whatever you choose to.
Right.
Telling crazy stalker Buffalo Bob you can do whatever you want might not have been the right move in that
might
situation.
Might have been the wrong message. Yeah. So he sings a couple songs really creepy.
Clearly, like, you need an advisory board.
Holds the mic like real close and gets super like. And.
Oh, did he serenade you?
It was weird.
No.
Did he serenade you?
He sang a bunch of slow songs from like country songs that are like really creepy love songs if you have the wrong person singing them to you.
Hard life.
I mean, he clearly had a hard life.
Picked a fine time to leave me, Chelsea.
He goes
sorry.
He goes through and he does all this stuff. And he waits like 2 hours, and I'm doing everything I can. One of my tables of regulars is there, and I'm like, anytime this dude's talking to me, I need you to come up to me and just say the alphabet. Be like, oh, sorry, I really got to talk to Chelsea real quick. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H. Just so he'll walk away. And he finally comes up after a couple hours, and he goes, so I'm going to go, but I'm not crazy. And then he shakes my hand.
Listen.
And then he goes to leave, but he's still got my hand. And then he comes back and, like, double hands it, and he's like, I'm seriously not crazy. And I'm just like, I don't think you're crazy. Please leave, please.
Because as long as you say whatever it is that you're not twice, it's true.
Right, for sure.
So now, how long after he left were you leaving?
Like another 3 hours.
Okay, because I was questioning
Did
you have like just an entourage walking you out to the car? Because honestly, candidly, 3 hours might not have been enough of a buffer.
They flat out like walked out and like made sure there's nobody in my back seat of my car.
Oh yeah, I'd have looked under the car. I'd have checked
crazy.
The trunk. I'd have,
well,
yeah.
The other thing is, I went on to that website to find him and like block him, and. And he was still, he was actively looking at my page when I went on the website.
Oh, you know exactly what he was doing.
Yeah, I know what he was doing.
You know exactly what he was doing.
Saying a prayer.
So I blocked him.
He was talking, he was beating the bishop.
But then immediately after I blocked him.
Saying a prayer.
Immediately after I blocked him, I got a ping on my karaoke page on Facebook saying I had one new view. And I'm just like, oh, that's too coincidental. And then it says where I'm at on Fridays and Saturdays.
Because you know what he's doing.
And so I'm just like, So I show up on my Friday night or my Saturday night bar, and I'm like, hey, if this guy shows up, we're just asking him to leave, right? We're good with that? Yeah? And they're like, oh, yeah, no problem. And he didn't show up, thankfully. Oh, but crazy, right?
Little bit, yeah. But a little bit might not even, yeah, no, you, no, yes.
Oh, no, the stuff he told me, too.
I wish I had a stalker.
He was
sad face.
Stop it. Listen.
You do not have stalker.
First of all, you are happily married.
You do not have stalker.
Happily?
He's just celebrating your anniversary.
No, there's some crazy stuff. Like, the stuff he volunteered to me was, like, he has 48 cars on his property right now. And I'm like, how is that even possible? He goes, well, my driveway holds, like, 10. Because I'm trying to be polite, not anger.
It's like Fred Sanford.
So he's like, my driveway holds, like, 10. And then there's two in the garage. He goes, I just split that. So there's 20 on here. And then there's da-da-da-da-da-da. And I'm just like,
matchbox?
I'm like, so your neighbors hate you? And he goes, oh, yeah, no, my neighbors hate me. And I'm like, how many times have the cops been called on you? And he goes, a lot. And he goes, but, you know, I'm going to.
Like for the cars or just like.
Or peeking in the bathroom.
Because like strange screams were heard that needed to be investigated.
Or for the bodies. Yeah.
Let me guess. You have a crawl space? Clown suit?
Jeffrey Dahmer. Yeah. He goes by JD.
I mean, and he just volunteered a lot of information that you just shouldn't volunteer. But
he's not crazy.
But he's not crazy. Man.
Bananas.
It was one of those where I can't hide anything on my face. I said it last week. It's very true. So as soon as he walked up, and I was just like my eyes got all big. I'm like, hi.
What do I do?
I don't know.
This is what a panic attack looks like, children.
Breathe.
Right? It's terrible. It's kind of a bummer story. But everything's fine. I'm fine. For now. We'll find out what happens tomorrow.
You sent me that text, and I'm like, do I need to come up there and shut it
Bob
down?
Bob did the same thing.
Yes, Bob. All
right.
I mean, especially you. All you have to do is show up, and they'll be like, oh, my God.
Sup?
I'm like, bye.
Well, the bad thing is now, especially like with Facebook, is like the whole is nearby thing is kind of creepy, right?
Yeah.
And so like he thinks that, you know, is nearby, and like I could imagine him then walking into every business within a 2 mile radius going, well, is Chelsea here? Is Chelsea here?
And don't forget, like, and we didn't even get to this on our show Monday night, but Facebook like revealed that they've got that really new friggin' creepy stalker feature.
Sure does.
Where it's going to start recommend friends to you based on where your phone is.
Yep.
So it checks your location and who else is around that location and just starts suggesting friends.
Yeah.
So that, you know, I'm not saying that I might have like 30 recommended friends that are strippers. Things happen.
Oh.
just, you know. You were working valet one night.
Does it show their government name?
I happen to be driving down 8 Mile, and now all of my recommended friends are strippers.
Okay, I really thought our first name was Candy. It's Candace.
It's not Portia.
It's not Cinnamon.
I'm going to tell you another one that's funnier, though, just because that one's kind of a downer, but it did just happen, so I wanted to tell you guys about it. It's another karaoke moment. So I'm at this karaoke bar, and this guy...
What's his name?
This guy's name's Hector.
Yes.
And Hector comes up to me, and he's like, hey, did you see my truck outside?
What?
Wait, what?
And I was like, no. And he goes, come outside, see my truck. And I'm like, whatever, okay. So I go outside, I look at his truck, I'm like, yeah, it's a truck.
Right up there with, let me put my number in your phone that we were losing our shit about on Monday night.
No, it's how they do it now.
But what happened?
Come out. So, like, apparently I'm old.
And
did not realize that, like,
we were talking about the evolution of giving phone numbers to girls at the bar.
Why girls can't give fake phone numbers anymore? Because apparently, guys are like, "Here, put your number in my phone."
Yeah, and
like
then that's
a thing.
It right then,
like, yeah, that's a thing. Okay, I had no idea that
100%.
Was a thing.
Because there used to be that the fake number, the rejection hotline.
Hotline. Yeah.
Or like back in the day when I was still dating, it was the write your full name and beeper number on a bar napkin. Oh yeah,
Skynet. Skytel, not Skynet, right. Not Terminator.
No,
the pagers,
no.
Yeah. But it got, come see my truck.
So I go outside and he's like, yeah, it's pretty new. I'm pretty excited. I just put like a $9,000 speaker system in it. And I'm like,
so great.
Let me guess. Did he have truck nuts on the back of his truck? Because that's a That's also a thing.
Yeah, it sounds like so Napoleon Dynamite. Like, yeah, that's pretty boss. Pretty much my favorite truck ever.
It's pretty cool.
It's a hybrid between like a Ford F-150 to Chevy. It's pretty much my favorite truck.
And then you walk back inside when she came and saw my truck. It's getting pretty serious.
Sorry, yeah. Yeah, so I guess things are getting pretty serious.
And he's like, yeah, I just broke up with my girlfriend. She was 34. Oh. She did a little too much of this. Like, he made the mouth thing.
Like, talking too
yeah,
much.
Yeah, like, the talking too much.
And then you're like, oh, my God, I'm so in love.
Right? Oh, we're perfect for each other.
I'm so quiet.
And shy. And then he turns to me and he's like, you know, I'm 54. It's fine. Whatever. But, you know, and I go, oh, my gosh, you're 54? And he's like, yeah. And I was like, wow. That's
you don't look a day over 65.
I was like, that's like 4 years younger. And then he cuts me off at like the most perfect moment. And he's like, then your last boyfriend? And I'm like, then my father.
Thank you.
And he's like, and he was just like, you could hear the Price is Right losing song. Yeah. Like, bah, 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 bah. And then he just walked away. And I'm just like, okay, bye. Nice truck.
I cannot stand it. And this happens to me professionally all the time when I'm the youngest person in the room and all the time, like, a lot of the guys are my father's age. And they're just like, so, sweetheart. I'm like, mm-mm. I'm like, I'm a professional. And no, they're just like, well, what are you doing after work, honey? I'm like, listen, Cupcake, you know what my name is. We're not going to
play
this game. Well,
then don't be a massage therapist.
I'm good with my words, but I'm even better with my hands, and he's better with his tongue, and I just wanted to help a coworker. But no, like, it happens all the time when older guys, I'll tell my dad these stories, and he just freaks out. He's just like, this is unacceptable. Why does this happen? I'm like, people, they don't have boundaries anymore.
See, whereas me, like, I make a conjunction, what's your function joke? See, and then I get, like, the Sony dog, look from like the young consultant girl in the room. And I'm like, oh, you need to leave the room.
Right.
So I was watching Blues Brothers. What's the Blues Brothers?
Get out.
Is their last name Blue?
No, it's like the worst is
that,
you know,
is that Blues Clues?
I'm coming up on my 25th high school reunion like this year. So like imagine, so like 91 I graduated. Like you could be in the bar right now being born in what, 95, 96?
Yeah.
Like I'm out of college now, and I'm like, no, yeah. Just no, no.
When it has that gap, granted, I have met a couple. We'll call them, what haven't we used? Harold and Heidi.
Kumar.
Oh, man, not going there. But they have a 10-year gap, and I've never seen a couple that was cool that had that big of a gap in their age, and they are the coolest couple.
That sounds so dirty.
20 years? Was it 20? They both look good for their age.
That's a big gap.
They were awesome.
Heidi's got a big gap, apparently.
That's a big gap.
Stop it. She's a beautiful lady. But anyways, for me.
You've seen Heidi's gap?
It was spring break. But anyways, so when you have that gap, for me personally, it can be no more than 7 years.
I get that.
That's her pickup line. So how big is your life insurance?
Hey,
forget the boat. I want to know about that insurance policy.
This is a fantastic segue, Bob.
Yes, it is.
Our next sponsor for our guest today is Thrivent Financial, which actually has insurance.
Wonderful.
Support for Reasons Why I'm Single comes from Thrivent Financial. For more than 100 years, Thrivent has offered financial guidance about saving, spending, and sharing. Give Don Lyon or Pat Klenner a call at 586-773-7596 to learn more about Thrivent. One of the things that Don and Pat did for me is that I had a 401k with my previous employer, and then I stopped working for them and just left it. I don't know. And he's like, yeah, no, we can get that out of there, and we can get that money into something that'll actually grow for you and not just for that company.
Right.
And I was like, hey, there you go.
Can I take something out for you?
More about the growth.
More about the growth. More, yeah. No, but it's a fantastic company. They're really great. They make sure that you're getting all the financial stuff that you need.
Yes.
And yeah.
I'm, yeah, because especially, like, you don't think about 401ks and savings and life insurance and all this other stuff when you are, like, in your, even, like, starting in your mid-20s.
Yeah.
And the fact that you could start saving right then and then have just this huge chunk so you can travel all over the world.
Heck
like
yeah.
Our next guest. It's amazing.
Yes, our next guest.
I am so excited about our next guest.
His name,
would you like me to say your
name? You know, you have people in the studio.
We know what we're doing.
Okay.
We know. Listen, flight attendant. We know the pilots. I'm just kidding. I'm totally kidding.
The exits are right there.
The exits are right there. No, just kidding. Dave is totally the
pilot.
The
event of emergency, your seat will not do shit for you.
If Dave leaves
we learned
us
about
alone.
That next, last week.
If Dave leaves us alone, we're not going to be able to run this.
Dave is totally the pilot. We are his flight attendants, and we're so happy to be
we're
here.
We're the entertainment.
Yay, we got our wings. So our next guest, I'm so thrilled because I have not one but two of my best friends in the studio. The one you already talked to was Chelsea.
What
but
up?
Our beautiful guest, his name is Jared.
Hello, both
Hi.
Of you.
Hey, Jared.
Because it can only be Jared.
Exactly. Oh, yeah, that Subway guy. I mean, come on. We can go all over the world.
Oh, see, I was going like nice jewelry. I wasn't going like... hey, you get a foot long in prison.
Welcome to my world. Oh, trust me.
Oh, dear.
He's ruined my name my whole life.
He's trying to be nice.
That's the truth. So, Jared and I met him when I was 16 in high school, and he's been like a brother to me ever since.
Aww.
Right after high school, he moved out to LA, and he's been there ever since. So, I always get to go out and visit him. He's super fancy now, but he still stays best friends with a basic girl such as myself. But he's awesome, an amazing restaurateur, if that's a real word.
No, Jared, are you single or are you taken?
Oh, I am
dating.
Okay. Did I just, like, cross over?
Apparently he's in a situationship.
That's a nice term for it. Very nice term.
So we have Jared here with us today. I'm so happy you're here. Thank you for being here.
Yes, thank you so much. We're so pumped.
Of course. I wouldn't miss it.
So since we were talking about high school, Jared was my prom date.
Yeah, prom.
It's awesome. So, Jared, the rules are when we have a guest, you need to play two truths and a lie.
And hopefully they're better than mine last week.
Me too. I heard them. I was kind of like, weak sauce. I'm like, no one can tell how tall you are over the radio. I was like, really?
I was
like, come on.
Oh, weak sauce. Bring the sriracha, Jared.
All right.
All right, give me two truths and a lie.
Man, with that stare down? Oh, I'm scared. Okay.
I'll block it.
It's okay. No, you can stare at me. Look into these eyes.
He's got under pressure.
He's got nice eyes.
Oh.
Hey, pretty eyes.
Well, thank you.
Pretty eyes.
The podcast can't see them, but thank you.
We'll post a picture on our Twitter.
I know, right?
Of just in my eyes.
Exactly.
That's it.
Just Jared.
Nothing else.
Just Jared's eyes.
Okay,
let's do it. I know the owner of the Detroit Pistons. I told Bill Clinton one time that I like his style, and I've gone on a date with a girl from every continent.
Okay, I believe the last one.
I know, me too!
You met some chick from Antarctica, like, you're just like, hey, we'll go to the other hut, it'll be fine.
Didn't
wow.
You just go to, like,
I'm glad you, like, really throw me out there like that. I feel so good about myself, yeah, awesome.
It's 20 below zero.
Hey, girl, you want to beat some body heat together?
So okay.
Wait, now, from every continent or on every continent?
From. I have not visited every continent.
Ooh, Dave's thinking. Ooh. Dave's thinking.
I'm declaring shenanigans because I don't know who's been born on Antarctica.
Oh. That, I mean, that could be. I don't know. Maybe he found somebody who
technically. That's a new definition of from.
From, as long as you live there.
Okay.
Because no one actually is
right.
From Antarctica.
Right. That's good. I mean,
but it's more of like
you know, those
a
researchers
from.
Get a little freaky.
That's okay. I mean,
she looked like
happen.
A penguin, but she was cute. You know?
I mean,
she kept me warm.
Best polar bear ever.
She just told me to keep her warm. That's all she wanted.
She made me feel like I was at a Coke commercial during Christmas time.
Aww, did the truck have all the lights on
him?
Okay, so
I'm gonna say you. Oh, I really want you to have met Bill Clinton. I'm going to say that you don't know the owner of the Pistons.
Is that the only
truth.
Guess?
I mean, I know you, so I'm not going to guess.
Anybody else want to guess? Look at Dave's thinking.
I am. I'm trying to think. So I'm thinking age group. I'm thinking like Clinton. Yeah, I'm going to go with you never met Bill Clinton.
You were right the first time. I have not had a date with anyone from Antarctica.
See, I should have gone with my
really,
gut.
I've gone six.
You were way too into
six.
The loophole. I ding.
I've gone.
But
I've gone six, but I have not gone the seventh, and I am looking. You know, now there's a new... Hey, ladies from Antarctica. I know you're smart, so, you know...
You hot science, bitch.
Remember that summer internship? Guess what? You can meet Jared.
Oh, yeah. Bill Clinton, by the way, coolest person.
Tell me how you met Bill. When did
I used to work at the Pretty Woman Hotel, the Beverly Wilshire.
Yeah.
And I used to manage over there, and so Bill Clinton used to stay there. And so when he stayed there one time, he was coming in from his, like, motorcade and all that fun stuff. And I opened the door for him. He's like, thank you very much. And I was like, of course.
Thank you very much.
You know, yeah, thank you. So much better. And I was all like, shook his hand. And I was all like, I like your style. He's like, I like your style. And I was like, I love you, Bill Clinton.
Bill Clinton likes my style.
Why don't you come on up for some cigars later?
Oh, I was like the happiest person ever. I was like, Bill Clinton.
You know where the nearest donut shop is? Yeah.
You're like, oh my god, I love saxophone.
Did not inhale.
I need a girl. I need a girl with no cankles and scars. Make that happen, son.
Oh, beautiful.
Or soon, maybe be president. Who knows?
My goodness. We'll see what happens. Yay. Those are good, though. Those are good. But yeah, you do. I knew you knew that. Or
I
know
felt
the
like
owner
you did.
The...
I just really wanted to believe that you met some chick who'd been to Antarctica.
That's true. I know you know the owner of the Pistons because we went to the one game. I'm like, I've never been in a suite before. This is amazing.
That was a good time.
It was so was. They give you free chicken tenders. I'm like, win? Mama, I made it.
Yeah, they won.
Did they win? That
they were really nice. They gave us floor seats right next to the Pistons bench and everything. It was like a lifetime experience.
What year was this? Was Chauncey playing?
No. It was like, it was when Andrew Drummond came in. So it was about 4 or 5 years ago.
So yeah, wasn't Gorus in the post-Chauncey era?
Yeah. No, he brought Chauncey back way too late in his career for one celebratory year.
1 year.
Yeah.
It's one of the sports I care nothing about.
It happens.
All right. I have shared a couple of my dating stories. Give me your dating story.
Okay. Let's go with a fun name. You know what? Helga.
Ooh.
It just fits this
girl. Do you remember
girl
Hey
way
Arnold?
Too well.
Yes.
Is that one of the names?
So she was on the East German swim team.
Yes. You guys know this girl way too well.
Wait, you dated her too, Dave?
Only one girl named Helga floating around.
Just one.
So I met this girl, take her on a nice dinner, and gorgeous girl. I mean, gorgeous. One of the first questions out of her mouth was, how much money do you make? Do you make or south $100,000?
She seems great.
Oh, she was like, she was a dreamboat. I was just like, oh, okay, yeah. I'm like, that's kind of personal. And she's all like, well, I'm just kind of curious, you know, where you're at financially. And I was like, well, I'm at a place where I can take you to dinner. So, you know, isn't it a nice thing? It's a nice restaurant. I'm like, this is great. It's a nice place. So, you know, I can afford this place. Isn't that good enough?
Right.
You know?
If I could just borrow your social security number so I can do the background check on you.
That'd be great.
See, the rule is whenever someone asks something like that, it's inappropriate. Just double it or have it. Whichever way works for your advantage. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like $10 million.
Right.
I actually own the planet. If you guys are wondering, this is what I do.
I can get you a suite on the planet.
Oh my god, which planet?
It's Venus. It's fine.
Oh my goodness, I think I'm from there. But my boyfriend was from Mars.
Long distance.
Oh, man.
Okay, so how did that go? After
that, then more inappropriate weird questions happen, like, what kind of car do you drive? And I was like, I just bought myself, so excited. I'm like, I just bought myself a brand new Honda Accord Hybrid. I'm like, hell yeah, saving the world, one step at a time. And she just looks at me, and I'm all like, I'm sorry, it would have been better if I said I traded my Mercedes E350 in for this car. And she's all like, oh no, I like foreign cars. And I'm like, Honda is a foreign car.
Technically, it's made in Tennessee, but you know.
Technically, yes. But, you know. And I was just like, oh my god, I want to shoot myself in the face.
No, she's like...
I know, I was trying to.
She was making it pretty hard.
So she was. It was horrific. I was like, okay, cool. Can we end this? So finally, I'm like, down to the point of like, rounding all down. I'm like, finish everything. She had to have dessert.
Of course.
You know, and I was like, oh, okay. Okay, cool. So, the bill comes, and I'm like, oh, fuck, finally. I know.
Fine.
Things happen.
It's fine.
I swear. And so the bill comes. I reach for my wallet, and I forgot my wallet at home. And I was, like, kind of embarrassed, but I was kind of chuckling in my head at the same time.
Right.
I'm like, this is, like, instant karma. I said, this is going to go down, like, in the weirdest but funniest way in my mind. And I'm like, because I'm definitely not going to be like, no. Go to the people. I'm like.
And you got to call Damone to bring your wallet to the restaurant.
I mean,
Fast time, sorry.
That one. I'm sorry.
I like your reference. Thank you so very much.
I like movies,
so you know.
Oh, yeah.
So I told him, like, I'm so sorry, but you got to pick this up. I'm like, I have my wallet on me, and it was really funny because the bill was like $300, and so
Los Angeles.
What is that? It was a nice restaurant. And so she pulled it out with like the stank face, and like, and I was kind of like, what are you gonna do? I'm like. I mean,
I'm so glad I'm not the only one that was.
Sorry.
Sometimes that happens, and that's why I needed to end the date. So,
so the best. My name is Tim. I also do light work on BMWs.
So, like, my name is Helga, but it used to be Harold.
I mean, I won't lie. I thought it was the greatest thing ever because I was like, it had to be one of her worst dates.
Oh, for sure.
Right.
And one of mine at the same time.
For completely different reasons.
Oh, somewhere on a podcast station in L.A., she's telling this story.
Oh, I would have.
It was like the worst date ever, and I was so upset. Bananas.
But the story gets better.
Stop it. Don't
because
but wait, there's more.
There is more. Dun dun dun. I ran into her and her friends at a bar, and I was with my group of friends, and I was like, guys, that's the girl that I made pay for dinner because I had my credit cards on me. I'm like, I need to go say something, and I was like, no, just leave it alone, leave it alone. I was like, oh, let's go say something. So I go over
How
to her.
How much time had passed?
Oh, probably like a month.
So it's still fresh.
So it's really fresh. And so I go over to her, and I was all like, hey, would you mind picking up me and my friends a round of drinks?
You know what? Good for you.
And it was like funny. I thought it'd be like lighthearted. She did not take it that way at all.
No way.
She was upset. She was angry at me. And she was like, give me that eye and stuff. And I was like, calm down. It was an accident. I'm like, you want cash? I'm like, I got cash.
Make it rain.
I'm like, I didn't want to treat you like a prostitute, but I mean, we could. You know, at that point,
acceptable.
I mean, you want to exchange cash here now? I mean, right. I'll pay for it now. Do you want interest?
Oh my God.
So just be
financial.
In spite of her being the way that she was, I bought all of her friends' drinks.
Except her.
And I gave her a water. I was like, you need this. And I was like, you ladies have a wonderful night tonight.
Oh, God.
Oh, man, that's fantastic.
That's ridiculous.
I love it.
I have a question. Yes. You said she was gorgeous. How gorgeous was she?
An 8.5.
On a Midwest scale or on an LA scale?
That's an LA scale.
Oh.
So, like.
Oh, so she's like a 13 here.
Yeah.
No, that's real.
In another sense, yes.
How old was she?
She was like 26.
Somewhere right now in LA, there's a guy that wants to choke her to death at this very moment.
No matter how hot she is, there is someone somewhere sick and tired of her shit.
Oh, for sure.
That is true.
You meet a lot of gold diggers in LA.
Oh.
No.
It's a shocker. Everyone's a model, everyone's an actress.
Really? What restaurant?
Oh. Yeah.
Dude, every time I go to LA, hey, what do you do? Oh, I'm an actress? Really? What restaurant?
Yeah.
They love that. Love that. You have such lovely blonde hair. Why do you dye the roots dark?
It's 1983.
You're not rogue.
Oh. That's a good
one. I'm not a nice person.
No,
that's an X-Men reference, not going underground. I'm just.
Oh, my God.
No, I knew it was an X-Men reference.
I know you did.
Fun fact, I haven't seen the movies. I only watched the cartoon as a kid.
My favorite was Gambit.
I like them so much better now.
Yes.
I loved Gambit.
Isn't like Channing Tatum supposed to play Gambit?
They scrapped that movie.
good.
All of the air is gone.
I know.
Good. Did you not see him be that space, like, alien weird thing?
See, I like that movie for the makeup, though.
What up, awesome.
I hear you for the makeup sense.
Thank
for the
you.
Movie
no, I'm with you on the
was
rest of it.
God awfully
he was
terrible.
Hurt dog, and then she's like, "Whatever, I like dogs."
I mean, like, was he a Pomeranian?
Wait, what movie?
Oh God, what's it called?
Jupiter Ascending.
Miserable piece. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah, like Mila Kunis loves dogs. In case you're wondering,
she's with Ashton. Just
that's
kidding.
Why she's with Ashton.
Oh my goodness. That was a great story.
Jared, thank you so much. That cracked my butt off, I think. That
cracked your
butt
off.
Did your butt not already have a crack? <gone.
laughs> That was really
more or less than the vegan diet.
Did you have the surgery?
She LMAO'd one too many times.
Oh my goodness.
Just one extra.
Do squats, Chels. I'm your friend. I want to see you thrive.
It'll be fine. I'll go to the doctor tomorrow. Oh it'll be gosh. Fine.
Actually, you know who LMAO'd one too many times, speaking of LA? Yeah, so Comic-Con, Tara Reid. I don't really know how this works. Like, from her shoulders to her, like, feet.
Ankles, yeah.
It's flat.
Oh, it's gross.
Like, I don't know how that works.
She's the most gross-looking, like, alien human being.
Like I remember when I was like...
She's wearing my 9-year-old daughter's jeans.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Like, it was so
and
weird.
And speaking of shit, Bob totally serenaded her.
Oh, yeah. No,
oh, we talked about this. Careless
week.
Whisper.
We did
yeah.
talk about Careless Whisper.
But yeah, just, I don't. From, like, shoulders to ankles, flat. Oh. And I don't get it.
I forgot about her. And then my favorite show is Marriage Boot Camp. So...
She showed this to me the other day.
Have you ever heard of...
I've seen it.
You have?
Absolutely.
Tara Reid is on it with
yeah,
this guy.
Oh, I have not seen the new season.
Oh,
yes. I saw the last season. I was like, oh my God, this is just a gigantic train wreck.
Yes.
I can't watch this anymore.
I love
I don't hate myself. And I'm not feeling bad enough about myself where this is mandatory.
I genuinely don't think that the person that she's there with, they're even interested in each other. I feel
no.
like they're just friends.
She's just being an actress and she needs exposure.
She was just like,
her
babe, there's
it's like naked
show.
Dating on
well,
VH1.
She was.
Thank you.
Right.
There's like, babe, there's this show and, you know, we have to act like we're a couple
together.
In trouble, but there's enough pictures of us in the press. We'll be fine.
Right.
And then they don't want to do anything.
It's awful. It's really but bad. I enjoyed that show because when it first came out, so you know the show Bridezilla's with all the crazy women
right.
and somehow they end up married. Go figure, they're having marriage problems. Oh no.
No.
Right?
How shocking, right? So then they come to this boot camp and it's like 2 weeks and they just break the couples down and they're bawling and it's awful and I love it. Like they're just sobbing
and they
all
leave
this
them
stuff.
In rooms with booze.
Right, because you know it's totally the whole oh dear.
Oh,
just showed a picture of
it's Tara Reid's butt.
Oh my gosh.
Oh God.
It's covered, kind of.
Oh
she
doesn't have
skinny.
One.
It's like
yeah.
I mean,
literally, LMAO'd one too many times.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Is that what they call it?
Yeah. She laughed her ass off one too many times. Yeah.
Laughed?
Yeah. Or it snorted.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah,
there you go.
Thank you. We'll
there
pray
you go.
For her. We'll pray for her.
Everyone pray for Tara. Hashtag pray for Tara.
I'm not putting the hashtag up. Whenever I meet, like, a Tara, I always think of Jimmy Fallon when he's the Sarah from the...
Oh, poor thing. That's rough.
That doesn't even look like her. It looks like Heidi Spencer. She's showing us a picture.
That's
correct. He's showing us a picture of Terry.
Oh, Heidi!
Oh, Heidi, didn't she go through... She was the one that had all the plastic surgery,
and
right?
And she was yeah. on the last season.
And got, like, the big giant balloon hoo-hoos
yes,
and the... Yeah.
Yes,
and
yes.
she was on the last season.
And got, like, her back... Like, I didn't...
She
like,
got, like...
I, no, she
extra
got
chin
her back scooped. Like, I didn't know that was a thing until she had all of
trying to bring sexy back.
I read way too much TMZ
literally.
At the time. And, like, I didn't know back scooping was a thing. And apparently
that
she was
back scooping.
So it's apparently it's when you get your, your back scooped. Like
what
things,
back
like,
scoop
like
where?
Things hollowed out so that like so that your back
that
caves in
you
so that your butt sticks out more.
Because
like there's a thing lumbar lumbosis, which apparently is like the curvature of the spine that men find attractive because it gives them pumps and a bump.
Scoliosis.
No, scoliosis goes left to right. This goes down and out.
Two different worlds.
We're not looking for the Axl Rose. Welcome to the jungle.
I thought they checked that shit in elementary school.
Pumps and a bump, not welcome to the jungle.
All right,
amazing.
There's a lot of arm movements happening, guys.
So apparently, and so that like that surgery is designed to make you look like you have the lumbar lumbosis, pumps and a bump, butt.
So like I can rest my beer bottle on like the
exactly
tail of her buttocks.
Yes.
That's awesome.
On her coccyx.
He's like, I'm okay with that.
I won't lie. That
I thought the coccyx was in the back of your throat.
No, that's the uvula.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
Anatomy. Yeah, anatomy. Yeah.
Aww, what's up, anatomy? Well, Jared, thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Jared,
it's a delicious conversation.
Stick around, because we're going to do another segment, and you can throw us
what?
Some opinions.
Yeah. Oh, man, I will be here.
I like it. Yay. I like it. Our next segment is
First
Impressions.
Do you want to take a break? You want, like, I'm just asking. We talked about this. It's art. You can do whatever the hell you want. I'm throwing it out there. If you want a break for a drink refresh, bathroom, whatever.
I'm okay. Everybody okay?
Cool.
Does anybody have to get off the bus?
Does anyone need to use the potty?
Anybody? Everybody good?
I was trying to be
last
helpful.
Call.
Once there's turbulence, there's no getting out of those seats.
Jimmy, sit down.
Tray table's in the upright position.
Oh, it's not Jimmy. Hugo, sit down.
I didn't want to call you out on that. But
it's my own rule.
He stared at her with his eyes.
They're bluish
so
green.
They are very pretty. Hey, pretty eyes.
Stepped and caught in the glass. Don't look into my soul.
I see it.
His solar, is that okay?
Oh, sorry.
All right, but what time is
She's not looking there.
It's time for
First Impressions.
Hey, you know why Shang Tsung will never get divorced? What? You guys don't even know who Shang Tsung is from Mortal Kombat.
Oh!
Total nerd joke. I was because he always gets sole custody. Sorry.
Mortal Kombat joke?
Yeah, sorry.
Finish him.
See?
Flawless.
Your soul
victory.
Is mine. I was trying to. Sorry.
Get over here.
It popped into my head.
Scorpion was my favorite. No, what was it? Sub-Zero.
There you go.
Sub-Zero. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Did you ever play Street Fighter?
Totally.
I always go Hadouken to people. It's amazing.
Nice. First impressions.
Sorry.
First Impressions is brought to you by the Beauty and Brow Bar.
Ooh.
Friends don't let friends have bad brows, Stacey.
You better preach.
That's true. Mention Reasons Why I'm Single so you and your bestie can get a buy one, get one free deal on your appointments at the Beauty and Brow Bar.
Ooh.
This is a limited time offer, so ask for Danielle when you call 313-241-8612 to schedule your appointments and get more details. Beauty and Brow Bar is located in the lovely downtown Plymouth at 595 Forest Avenue, Suite 12A, Plymouth, Michigan, 48170. Or check her out online at www.beautyandbrowbar.net.
Very nice.
It's such a good deal. Stacey and I are going to go out there. We're going to totally do it.
Listen, you pay for yours, and then I get mine done for free.
I mean,
I totally split the
cost
of the
pole. We'd split it, but yeah, I mean...
Right.
Our eyebrows
Stacey.
Like a major expense line item, or
I just know that years down the road, Chelsea's gonna be like, "Remember that one time I had to pay for my brows,
and you got your shit
for free?" And I'll be like, "No, Chelsea, I don't remember." And then she'll get even more.
It's okay, Stace. How old are you?
Shut up. Listen, let me tell you what this lint liquor did. So I have
lint liquor. Wow. Is that a euphemism?
Or did you ever see the Orbitz gum commercial? I saw you cheating with my man. You dirty doo doo queen? No, Cootie Queen. Who are you calling a Cootie Queen? You lant liquor? It was on an Orbitz gum commercial. Look it up.
I was going South Park. I've been licking this rug for a half an hour. I still don't feel like a lesbian. That's what I was going.
Chelsea, what was it? Like a birthday was coming up or something. Like they were like, "Oh my goodness, I'm gonna be 30. I'm getting so older."
It wasn't even 30. We were in like
oh my
high
gosh,
school.
It was like 20.
We were like college.
And I was just like, "Oh my goodness! Like, are we gonna have the same conversation when I'm 40?" And then this chick over here says,
"I go." Hey, it's okay. When you turn 40, I'll still be 39.
So rude. So before we were 20, she said this. Every time I have a birthday, I'm like, whatever, you'll be 39. So I'm getting my free brows.
You can get, you know what?
Thank
Fine.
You, Danielle.
That's fair.
Thank you, Danielle.
Danielle.
Yes.
Check her out,
yes.
Man. It's great.
Yes. So first impressions, lay it on me.
All right. So I have four for
Ooh.
Today
Ooh.
Of guys who are saying some crazy stuff to me.
So describe what first impressions
Oh, wait. Where did
first
we land on? Where did we land on this last week? We're...
I love the plane reference throughout this whole thing.
I forgot, how did that end up? Like, were we supposed to
Do
be
you know
judging?
What? I did send a message to Olive Garden guy.
Yes,
okay.
Garden and he guy. Didn't respond back.
Oh!
The breadsticks are
I
stale.
Missed that window.
I would
that
date him for free closed. Breadsticks.
Duh, we discussed this.
I know.
I know. I thought we, okay.
Yeah, no, I mean, and then, you know, Friday I had Creepy Mick Cuddly Tooth and...
I mean, I'm scared if he's listening
Snaggle
to this
tooth.
Podcast. Can you imagine
yeah, right?
after he's already stalked you and found out
like,
where you
I
work?
Those are my teeth.
I'm scared to walk out of the studio.
That's why I why we have these three wonderful, delicious men here in the studio. That
rawr. Oh, I can run like no one's business.
That's right. Like, I don't have to be fast. I just have to be faster than you.
I know the rules of this game.
So describe to us what First Impressions.
First Impressions is I'm on 16 dating sites.
Which
dating
I'm still
sites.
Floored that there are that
16?
Many.
16? Like.
Ruh-roh.
It's a numbers game.
16?
I mean, wow. I didn't even heard of 16 of them.
I know.
That's right with us.
There are a couple that, like,
she's on Farmers
they're more,
Mingle.
They're more popular, like, in other states, so I don't actually get a ton of messages off of them, but the ones I do, a choice, man. They're, people are weird. It, there's either the, like, casual hi and nothing, or just, like, what's up?
Dude,
or they're like,
sup?
How's
I
it
want
going?
Her to join, like, Indian Friend Finder.
Oh.
I think that would lead to some epic stories.
Just blonde hair and pale skin it up.
I think that could lead to some epic
Remember
stories.
Remember that episode of Marriage Bootcamp with Tara Reid? She was in like a Bollywood type of movie.
All right, I give you that. But so guys are either like they either just try as little as possible and they're just like, how's it going? And like a million of those, or you get the like guy who tries a little too hard. And
there is no winning in this game. I'm just from a guy who's done online dating. There is no winning.
See,
and
you try
a little hard, and then it's like, oh, what is that?
No.
Right.
See, there's try a little hard. Like,
if you say you're not crazy, you're crazy. Like, you say you're not safe.
Put a little effort in, and all of a sudden you're like, oh, you're
no,
talks too much, guy.
You can read the profile and like take something from it to be like, hey, I clearly read.
That's why he puts sup because then he expects you to go read the profile.
No,
but then he's sup guy.
But he should be like, hey, I saw that you are a karaoke host. I suck at karaoke.
And I called 13 bars to find out where you're going tonight.
If that was him, I wouldn't even said all of that. I would have just showed up and been like, I've seen you somewhere.
Thank you. Or even
I love that picture of you at Yellowstone. I go camping too.
Like, that's all I would have played. I'd have been like, I don't care. I would have called him in stalker status behind the scenes.
Right, but then like sit at the bar and then just be like, I know you from somewhere. Because that's a really good pickup line, by the way.
And then, it's
then
like,
girls just start volunteering.
Well, hobbies include two
dating
Long
stuff.
Island iced teas, smelling strange girls' hair.
Hey, does this rag smell like chloroform?
Nap time.
Oh my goodness.
All right, so the first message I got is from this guy.
What's his name?
His name is Holt.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Sounds like he's on a, like, days of the days.
That's the name of the road I grew up on in New Hampshire.
This one sounds like it's going to be great by the
character
name alone.
Character on Dallas.
So, Holt, he messaged me and told me that he is a feeder. And what that means is that he wants to cook for me and have me gain weight to please him sexually.
Oh,
and I asked him, I mean, is it the, because now I'm just curious.
I wonder if he's African, because there are certain tribes where
No.
Because there are certain tribes where they want their, like, their bride-to-be to gain a lot of weight, and that's the type of woman that
I mean,
prefer.
I can get that, but, yeah, no, he...
I'm so
now,
serious.
Did you ask how many courses he's going to feed you? Because those are the questions I would ask.
And
be like, I want to know what you're going to feed me, and I want to decide on that.
Now, did you reply with, but I'm vegan?
Well, I told him I had lost a bunch of weight, and I probably wasn't the girl for him. But then I said, but can I just ask you? I'm like, is it the cooking and, like, the watching someone eat that's, like, it makes you happy? Or is it strictly just they get fat, you get happy? And he's like, no, it's purely a sex thing. I just want you to gain weight so I can... I like that. And I'm like, okay.
God.
Now, what did he look like?
I don't, you know what?
Well, again,
probably 5'4", 105 pounds.
I mean, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's always the little dudes.
He wasn't a big guy at all.
That's
no.
Truth.
That's what I was wondering.
Yeah,
is he a little, like, skinny dude?
You probably could, like, clean your teeth with him.
He was definitely skinny. But I was like, yeah, probably not the girl for you. My favorite ridiculous thing is this guy sends me a message and goes, are you looking for a stud? And I went, am I looking for a stud? And I literally
a male
questioned
horse?
It back. And he
Thank
goes,
you.
Yeah.
Like in the traditional sense?
He goes, yeah, I've got the STD. All I need is you. And I was like, okay, bye.
No.
And then he's like, you can't take a joke. I'm like, not something you should joke about just for spelling.
I've got herpes.
guess what? I've got chlamydia. Just kidding.
Do you want a date? It's crazy. I genuinely want to know. Like,
what's wrong with people?
It
can't.
I'm trying to think. I mean, I've said some things in my day.
Dude, I've used some shitty, shitty lines in my life.
I mean, I call it the Jared special, but I mean... And I said that to many girls, and you know what?
Now, well, but can, you still, now, can you still use that line, though?
Oh, yeah.
Can you still call it the Jared special with Fogle being out there?
No, just like, well, as long as I'm not talking to a little kid, then yeah.
She would never do.
I'm just saying, if I went to a little kid and be like, hey, you want the Jared special? That's creepy and wrong.
And that would
be the Jared in jail.
Jared
I spell my name differently, so I'm very happy. I'm going to start, you know, with spell the two R's.
Do you know how much a polar bear weighs?
Enough
to break the ice.
I do love that pickup line.
How much a hipster weighs? An Instagram?
Wah, wah, wah.
See, we're too old for that.
A hipster and Instagram.
You remind me of a gorilla cage. I want to drop a baby in you.
I'm broken.
See, that's where I thought she was going with the stud thing. Right. I thought she was going with the, hey, are you looking to get knocked up? I thought this guy was going to play the I'm insanely fertile.
I did have a guy once tell me that he wanted to put a baby in me. And I was just like, what?
How do you like your eggs in the morning? Scrambled or fertilized?
Scrambled.
Now, was that his opening line? Or
he was a friend of a friend. I had no interest. He was kind of awkward. And I was just like, eh, whatever.
So you know which one's going to work, though? Like, if you go full on Paul Rudd wanderlust, just go, I walk up to you and go, you know, I'm fessing. Just stick my dick right up in your vag. That's going
to
work.
Fixing
to
stuff,
You know, anybody, anybody with any brain, as soon as, like, the words, I'm fixing to.
Yeah, right?
Me, me.
I've had people at the bar come up to me and be like, I seen you over there. And as soon as they say that, I'm like, I seen you walking back.
Really? You know what? I didn't seen you buying a dictionary.
Right. Are you with us? We went to that club in Detroit, Plan B. And this super hood guy comes up. He was just like...
Wait, there's a club in Detroit named Plan B?
There's a club called Plan B. Yeah. And it was funny because...
Can you only go there the morning after?
You win.
Breakfast bar.
Plan A was way too
packed. Great Bloody Marys.
But this guy, like, he comes up and he's just like, what's your name is, boo? And I just started laughing. I just went, no. And I walked away.
It's boo. How'd you know?
Oh my God, how'd you know?
No, it starts with an H today. It's honey.
Boo boo.
Oh no. Right, I have one that they sent me and it wasn't actually, like, terrible.
Game changer.
Right? He sent me a message and he was like, you're beautiful and have a wonderful body and figure. Trust me, you don't need this website to find a nice guy. He should approach you in public while shopping or running errands. And I was like,
all right. Or while you're being a karaoke hostess.
I messaged him back and I was like, all right, I'll be at Meijer in the vegetables. And then he never messaged back. I was like, dude, that was funny.
Was he 70? Nice figure. Like, that's like...
Would you like to, you got some great games there, Dame.
Would you like to make Whoopi? With, like, newlywed game?
We'll be back two and two.
No, I won't lie, though. I'm going to let you know what that was. Uh-oh. That is the generic message he sends to every girl.
Sure. For sure.
And he waits to see which girls hit him back.
For sure.
And then he goes
cut
from there.
Cut and paste, cut and paste, cut and paste.
Oh, it's amazing. I do it all the time.
I'll be in the produce department if you'd like to talk about
melons. What? Don't get mad at me. It is a true fact. I mean, you have to.
You're like, okay, at 6:15, I'll be at Trader Joe's like, downtown, and then at 7:30,
and then you just drive
handling the cucumbers.
I did have a friend tell me that she on Wednesday nights. She was like, when I was single, Wednesday nights at Meijer, that's where all the cute guys were, and I'm like, that's awesome.
We're Trader Joe's.
I was going to say.
And then if you want the bougie girl, then you go to Whole Foods. Well, how would you go to Rouse? That's like the, you know, regular people.
Company. I just found out. I didn't know. They're owned by the same company.
Yes.
Trader Joe's owned by Aldi.
Yeah.
No way.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
It's a gentleman's. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
You look so shocked.
I'm
right
still
now.
A little broken from earlier with that comment. So.
All right. Well, I have one left. Okay. So okay. This guy, let's just point you a picture. So this, paint you a picture. Point
I'm closing
you.
My
can
eyes.
Can you point to which picture yeah. and then
so he's,
paint
it? He's on the site and he's got his hunting gear on and this just gigantic gun that's clearly not for hunting, just bigger than necessary. Like, and he sends me, I like your picture. And I was like, thanks. And then he goes, did you notice the gun in my hand?
I'm not overcompensating in any way, shape, or
and
form.
I said, and I went, I did. It's kind of hard to miss. And then he goes, I'll show you all my guns. You get it? If you come over, I'll show you the gun in my pants.
This is my rifle. This is my gun. This is for fighting. This one's for fun. Does that do that one?
And by the way, have you seen my pickup truck?
Right? Full metal jacket.
Oh, my goodness.
I just couldn't believe it.
And what girl's gonna be like, yeah, I wanna see that
I
one.
See that he's freaking
is it the same
don't have good
size?
Oh my goodness. Whenever I think, like, do you wanna see my guns? I always think of that movie Tremors with, like, Reba and her husband, and they just have, like, all the guns to, like, take out that crazy mutant
caterpillar.
Animal. Yeah!
There you go. There you go.
Oh, that's banana.
I know, right?
B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
Well, thanks, Sheriff Rick, but I think I'll pass on your guns today.
And every day.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I had fun today.
Oh, my goodness. I have fun every day.
Yeah. Well. That's it, yeah. What was this?
Shannon.
Oh.
we have another person.
We have another
in
person
studio.
In the studio.
She said she just wanted to
she's
sit here and
chilling.
Listen. So
you have to leave and say hi now, though.
Well, I can always talk. You know that.
Oh, you didn't tell us that. She told us she wanted to sit in the corner.
I didn't want to steal Jared's
thunder. Oh my God! I thought you were mute this whole time.
No.
Oh my God!
Oh, yeah. She's
it
healed.
Works.
It's won't a miracle.
Won't he do it?
I didn't want to steal Jared's thunder.
I heard
so
Stacey say a prayer, and then I know like
he
words
it?
Come out.
Won't
I mean, you threw things at me,
it?
So I figured that words didn't work. So I figured it was just
didn't
like,
have
oh.
Faith. But then we threw it back out there, and she came to life.
It happens.
Hallelujah. So hi, Shannon. How does it feel to talk?
It's great. It's yes. been hard to be very quiet this whole
You've
time.
You've been really good, though. Oh. Like,
it's very hard to be quiet.
Oh. Have you had fun?
I've had a blast.
Yay. So we should do it again another time?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Come back yay. And hang out with us.
And actually be able to talk? Participate, okay.
Now that we know you can, then yes.
The silent guest. I'm doing hand gestures the whole time. You guys just haven't seen me.
No,
so.
She's been taking pictures. No. We're going to post them on our Twitter at YIAMSingles.
Yay.
Plural. Right.
Just like craft singles.
Thank you so much, Jared.
You're individually wrapped?
Us.
Of yes. course.
Shannon, thank you
we
too.
We practice safe podcasting.
Someone around here has to. Jesus.
Awesome.
And you just can't hide it?
I can't.
Are you about to lose control?
And I think I like
and you think
it.
You like it?
All right now.
What was that one more time? No. Anyway, this was Reasons Why I'm Single. I'm Chelsea.
I'm Stacey.
Have a good week, guys. We'll see you next week.
Woo!
Woo!
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
This is a previously recorded episode